Of Lahagi Baboyke Chazdecho, Tzadik V'Toivlo, the Tekufa of, let's call it the Tekufa of Torah. And we're now in the Tekufa of what's called Ikfas of the Mashiach, Tzadik V'Ralo. We're going to thresh this out and speak to it and see the relevance of it as we go further. It's just in the foreword, it's not even the introduction. And he compared slightly, a little bit, the difference between the previous Doris and the Doris today. We're not coming yet to cast dispersion on the holy Jewish people in terms of their relationship with Hashem. Everybody here, everybody that's reading this book, believes and is goyres the Yud Gimel Ikarim, and believes and knows that there's Hashem. And he's also Isa v'yaseh kol ha'masim. Ulam imunazu enu chay b'libayinu b'tfiyas u'b'pashtus. It's not a natural tendency that we have. U'b'pashtus k'mo she'yaisa chay b'doyres ha'koydim. As it was in the previous generation. V'zu ha'hester b'toych hester shanu chayim bo. And this is one of the aspects of the hesterponim. I have to be careful because we have a doctor here. We often get into, especially when we're doing betochen, we discuss, you know, like what we need doctors for. The famous machlekas, the Ramban and the Rambam about doctors. Anyway, so it's not a machlekas. Whatever, you have to go to doctors. We're not trying to take away the panacea. But just to show the difference, when he's talking about just, and we all believe that Hashem runs the world and that everything comes from Hashem. Especially if you've been in this vibe for a few months. You know, I call me Shemayim. There's nothing that's not from Hashem. But when your wife phones you, God forbid, to tell you that Yankel is not feeling well, what's your first thought? Call the doctor. No, you're supposed to first think about saying Kapitel Tehillim and then call the doctor. It's not in our blood that Hashem is also. I'm just giving a simple, very, very basic example. And in many areas of our lives, I was in the north. I was in the Tzafon. Everyone's in the Tzafon. You're supposed to be in London. Oh, Mamash got confused. Okay. I was in the Tzafon, where every good Jew is supposed to be by his money. The only problem is I have a grandson's bris in Beit Shemesh. So you have to get from the Tzafon to Beit Shemesh. Now the roads are ridiculous, traffic and whatever. I have a look and there's a train station about 20 minutes from where we're staying in the Tzafon called Beit Shean. And there's a 3-hour train trip from there to Beit Shemesh. And then there's a 10-minute taxi from there to the hall. Hop was 9, we're at 12:30. By quarter to 1, we're at the bris, Minchas 1:20. Who could wish for better than that, right? And I don't have to drive back. And then there's a train back, 3 hours back, and that's it. Park my car at the train station. I'm a white South African, I've never been on a train before. So you get on a train, and you, Shimmy's laughing, and that's it. We're driving, we're going, it's geshmak, mamas, thank you, Hashem, this is wonderful. I'm sitting on the train learning, mamas, a pleasure. I don't know what it's like to learn when you're moving.
I know,
when you're driving.
Train is great.
It's fantastic. Suddenly the train stops and I have a look, we're in Herzliya. Now we're not supposed to be in Herzliya. Herzliya ain't on the, not on the recipe here. And the train stops and it stops and it stops and it don't go anywhere. And then the guy announces, we're busy with a technical problem, we'll be going in a few minutes. He announces that like 3-4 times. I look at my watch, I look at my wife. We've got a connecting train from Tel Aviv to Beit Shemesh that we've missed.
They're on once an hour.
They're on an hour, yeah, so we've missed that. We've missed the connection. So we ain't getting to Beit Shemesh at 12:30. We're not getting to Beit Shemesh. We don't know when. Now, what do? The rest of the story is a story, but I'm just trying to, on this Nakuda, yeah. Sitting on a train, the doors aren't opening, so I can't get out and run and get a taxi or get a helicopter. How am I getting to Beit Shemesh now? I'm in prison. In Herzliya, on a platform, the doors ain't opening. I'm not supposed to be there. What's your first thought? Who are you going to blame? Who are you going to blame? There's no one to blame, yeah? You know, if your wife told you to go left and you took the wrong road, you can blame her, you can blame... Who are you going to blame, yeah?
Hashem.
Yeah, oh, but it's an enormous nisayon. If you're living with Hashem naturally and everything's just fine and you have Yeshuva Das and Luchas and Nefesh, you know, from Hashem and it's all for the good, that's not intellectual, because intellectually I know that. But that's in your kishkas. So it's fine. You sit there, you wait, because you know this is Hashem, and this is where you're supposed to be. It's the best thing for you. I can tell you now, I wasn't that calm.
It's no, not. Okay.
What?
Calm.
No.
Disappointed.
I know. Good. Be disappointed. I was not that calm, okay?
You have to finish the story now.
Yeah, you have to finish the story.
So then waited, we got no. The funniest part is there's an interesting psak from Rabbi Lashev, which I told my son-in-law, and that is because I'm never late. My kids told me it was the first time they ever remember waiting me for anything. Like, Abba's never late. I don't come late for anything. I'm a bit of a yekka, even though I'm a litva, but when it comes to being on time, I'm always on time, except when it comes to learning Torah. So eventually we got there like after two we got there. They waited for us like from 20 to 2 to just after 2.
Well, they postponed, they delayed the bris.
They didn't delay, they just waited a little bit. They davened mincha 20 past 1. They davened mincha 20 past 1, they finished mincha what time? 20 to 2. So we got there just after 2, so the 20 minutes they kind of waited for us. Because then I told my son-in-law that Rabbi Lashev had an interesting psak. That if the sandek or the moyo or the masarek kedushin at a wedding is more than half an hour late, you don't wait for him. You replace him and you move on. So I told him this before, just in passing, Shabbos, we were schmoozing, and I was telling him, we were talking about the moyo's coming from, the sandek is coming from Netanya. We were worried he was going to be late, whatever. I was worried he was going to be late. He's coming, there's traffic, how's he going to get there on time? And I wonder about to get me, I'm never late, so why should I be? Anyway, so I got there and I said, phew, I made it for 10 minutes. You know, it's like, because you didn't wait for me for more than 10 minutes. Anyway, and I told them not to wait. I said, no, you don't keep waiting. They waited, Baruch Hashem. It was very nice for us. And some of you were there.
You took the train? Took the train all the way to Beit Shemesh?
We took the train from Beit Shan to Beit Shemesh. It's a 3-hour train.
So you still couldn't
finish? Yeah, whatever. By the time this train, we had to get off this train and go onto another train, and that train went there, and it went there. And eventually, we got there like 3 minutes before the train.
Now
the
I
second
know
train
why
was here.
Sure, looked so stressed.
No, that's one. That's what. No, no. That's why I'm so stressed. He's stressed for a whole bunch of other reasons. he'd never earn his money. Anyway, so I'm just saying the put I was trying to bring it. I didn't want to not, but just. If you know and it's posher to you that Hashem runs the world, so when there's someone to blame, so I understand you can always blame somebody, but yeah, who are you going to blame here? Hashem. So shout at Hashem, get upset with Hashem. It's not our default position. When something happens, you go, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's all mitzvah, kol mishamayim. Afterwards, I caught myself, and you know, and then much later, I calmed down. You'll be pleased to know. So that's what he's saying. It's not part of our thing. And Baruch maybe disagrees with him, but
so what you can do, you can.
I know, but what's your first? In Achinami, there's nothing you can do. But you get uptight. You get stressed from it or not?
I was totally. That will not change the problem if you stress.
You're 100% correct. 100% correct. I understand. The problem is I'm trying to understand where I'm holding. Chovas Halavav is defined betochen as menuchas and efish and yeshuva das under all circumstances. So under all circumstances, am I always the yeshuva das and menuchas nefesh? Now, exactly, kol mishamayim v'lekol l'tova. Those are the two pillars of betochen. It's all from Hashem, and if it's from Hashem, it's all chesed and it's all good. Without those two pillars, the talking doesn't start. Question is, how internalized is it? And the safer, yeah, this safer is going to be working and focusing on to making that more and more real. As Rav Pinkus used to say, the talking has to be real. He used to say, when you sit down on a chair, why aren't you nervous you're going to hit the floor?
What? The chair.
Because there's a chair. He said, that's how you have to be with Hashem. That's how you have to be. That's what your thinkers always used to say. No, that's very nice, but I'm not holding there now. We're in the real world, not the ideal world, and we're going to have to take this journey in that direction.
No, we are in the unreal world. It's because we're not in the real world.
You haven't been here before, so because of that, thank you for reminding me. I have to give a hagdama to the way we work. You've all heard this many times. Those who haven't heard it, it's very important, because it will solve you a lot of problems later on. Any Musa process, any change dynamic requires three things: where you are, where you want to be, and how to get there. Agreed? If you don't know where you are, and you don't know where you want to go, and you don't know how to get there, the process doesn't start. Any change process, whether it's a physical change, emotional change, spiritual change, requires me to know where I am, where I'm going, and how to get there. We call that in Musa terminology real, ideal process. The real is where I really am now, unapologetically. This is who I am, with all these problems, with all these strengths, with all these weaknesses, and I know who I am and where I am. Ideal, Shulchan Aruch. Ideal is the Adam Hasholem, the Mesillas Yesharim. You know, the 10th chapter of the Mesillas Yesharim. That's where everybody's got to get to somehow. How do you get there? See, each person has to design a program how he gets from, you know, being a 90-pound weakling to becoming the next, you know, Mr. Universe, in spiritual terms. That's called process, and that's a very personal journey. We usually don't discuss process here terribly much. This sefer is going to describe an ideal. And that's why it's important for this Hagdama. Sefer and most Torah Sforim describe an ideal. When you're learning Masechta Yesharim, he's describing an ideal. It's also a process. He's showing you how to get from the first level to etc. etc. Chovas HaLevav is talking about a Baal B'tochen. A Baal B'tochen is someone who's an ideal. He's already achieved the levels of what it makes to be a Baal B'tochen. Everybody here, is holding in his particular place. This Shia can't accommodate each person's real. That's work you have to do on your own and find out where you're really holding in terms of what this ideal is. So that's what I was doing here. Using the train as an example, just put you in touch with the ideal is, what's the problem? I'll miss the bris. If Hashem wants me to miss the bris, I'll miss the bris. And that's the best thing. If he doesn't want me, he won't want me. It goes against my desire. Sadder. So it goes against my desire. But Hashem's desire is better for me than my desire. I'm a kabbal and I sit on the train and I carry on learning, ragua, everything's fine. Yeah? But that's not what happened. So that's a barometer of what's my real. My real is, sorry to disappoint you, but it's disappointing. Not as disappointed as I am, but you see, because you don't have to do anything about that problem. I have to actually do something about the fact that I'm not so, you know, my betochen's not exactly where I thought it was. That's my real, and now I have to go and design a program to get me one step closer at a time to that ideal. That's clear? That's what we're working with here. This sefer is very much describing an ideal, and we don't want people getting depressed, which very often happens when you start learning these kind of svarim, because you think, wow, you know, I'm never going to get this, so you give up. You don't have to be there. This is a direction finder, and it's Myra McComas at best. Okay. Tov. Ach mitzad sheni, and we mentioned this yesterday, b'doreni kayemes yichudiyas nosefes. There's another unique aspect of this generation. The light of Mashiach is already seeping through. The same way as an Erev Yom Kippur from Chatzos, there's already aspects of Yom Kippur. Erev Shabbos from Chatzos, there's aspects of Shabbos that are already sort of, you know, the light shines outside the exact Gvul of Shabbos. All the Chagim, all the Yom Tevim, Erev, the Chag has a certain aspect of Kedusha from the Chag. Chazal gilu lanu ki lifnei bo Mashiach yizgale in la novi veyichino itanu legula shleima. Before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Novi is going to come and prepare us for Mashiach. Midivra Maharal b'chidusha agodus the Sanhedrin amud reish tes zayin. Someone has to go look it up. Mitbaek ki toichne shol gilu zeye v'horeis sichlis shem b'chines gilu Eliyahu. What is gilu Eliyahu? So a simple level is an old man's going to come to you, you know, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. But it's more of an intellectual, emotional, spiritual arousal that people are going to have, spiritual awakening, so to speak, that people are going to have. The Maharal says that's what the Gilui Eliyahu is. Anyone who was chozer b'tshuva, became a Baal Tshuva, knows what I'm talking about. There was some point in your life where something changed, otherwise you wouldn't be here. That's the Gilui Eliyahu at a certain level. There's no doubt, says the Maharal, that even before Mashiach comes legamre, he's here and functioning legamre, the seda hamuskal of his is found in the world. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means, Maharal's, but it means that there's some intellectual comprehension that we have today, some spiritual arousal that we have today, that's already Mashiach in the world to a certain extent. This is given to us in order that we can strengthen ourselves and withstand the enormous darkness that we have to endure. In order to prepare ourselves for Mashiach is it all coming. So we're in a period of preparation, ikvus of the Mashiach, preparing ourselves for Mashiach, and because of that Hashem's given us certain kalim and tools to be able to deal with that, which is in the muskolos. Duma shebadarenu ein dai b'chizuk b'pratim yisyomim shel avodas Hashem. It seems to me, he says, in our generation it's not enough chizuk and being mechazak oneself, this applies to Elul as well, in certain pratim, certain particular aspects of avodas Hashem. Vare shechizukim aylu chavivim haim lefnonov lisporach v'yikorim pipaz. Avari, you have to do them, and they're very important, and Hashem loves them when a person machazaks himself in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Loshon Hara, in Hilchos Shabbos, or in Hilchos anything else. Avari, that's choshuv, one has to do that. Ulam yachad im zoi sa'utzme shebo mitrachshim advorim b'yameinu mechichim b'ilu ki ein day b'kach. But it's clear to anybody whose eyes are half open in the world we live in today and what's going on around us, there's not enough. Not enough. Avinu shebeshamayim ahuveinu merachameinu. Our Father in heaven, who loves us and cares for us and his infinite mercy on us, derish mitanu shenecholel ma'afocha. He wants us to create a transformation. It's not enough to just bechazak one aspect of your Yiddishkeit. But you have to do that. No one's saying not. The big avoid in Elul is that. But it's not enough. There's requires some kind of revolution to take place here. I can see I'm talking to a lot of Balei Tshuva here. When you deal with FFBs in this one, and I've given this vadi, Yeshiva Gedoilers, Israeli normal Yeshiva Gedoilers, at this point they start screaming and shouting. They don't like this.
About what?
They feel it's a zilzul in the being the Chadish and being the Chazik, this area. The first time I heard Rav Taube say this, it was at a hesped for Rav Pinkas Zatzal. Rav Taube was very, very close with Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal. After the accident, after the Petira, so there was a big evening of Hespedim just after the Shiva in Ofakim. I think this was the Rav. And big people came to speak there. There were big Gedolim Yisrael came to speak, and the Hespedim went. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. And the last speaker was Rav Taube. And no one knew Rav Taube in that room better than Rav. And no one knew Rav Pinkas in that room better than Rav Taube. And some choshuva people had spoken about what needs to be mechazik. And this needs to be mechazik. And that needs to be mechazik. Everyone spoke about what he felt needed to be mechazik. And I'm talking heavyweights. I don't want to mention names yet, but I'm talking about proper Gedolim Yisrael. And Rav Taube got up to speak last. And more or less he said what he said here. He said if Rav Pinkas was just saying the hesped, he wouldn't have said what anybody said up to now. Because that wasn't Rav Pinkas.
He said that?
Yeah. He said, we've heard about being mechazak this and this and this, and it's all choshev, it's all important, but that's not enough. That's not what Rav Pinkas would have said if he was saying the Hesped. Rav Pinkas would have said, guys, we need a revolution. We need to turn our lives inside out and reconnect with the Kodesh Baruch in a way that we've never done before, because that's what Hashem is waiting for. And that's what he said at the Hesped. Quite a brave thing to say with all these heavyweights sitting there. But that was Rav Pinkas. If you go and listen to Rav Pinkas' shirim, he's talking about one thing and one thing only. In all these hundreds of sharing, they talk about many, many topics. It all comes down to one nakuda. What's your relationship with Hashem looking like right now? Now, Avada, and we're going to discuss this at length. We're going to see this, and we're going to bring proofs. Many, many. I don't want to preempt more. We'll see Avada that the Kula Mitzvahs and the keeping the Torah is an essential aspect of a relationship with Hashem. You can't have a relationship with somebody and not do what they want you to do. Ask your wife. You can't not take out the garbage and then the performance is an integral part of the relationship. But there has to be a relationship in order for the performance to have some impact. If there's no Hashem in the picture, you can machazak brochas as much as you want if you're talking to fresh air. When you make a brocha, who are you talking to? I don't know. They told me to make a brocha. Make a brocha. You know, there's this magical formula that makes the food taste better when you make a brocha, and that's what you do. That's not what a brocha is. A brocha is about having a conversation with Hashem. So a lot of the performance is critical and important, but if there's no relationship pre-existing, so then what's the brocha worth? So why are you going to say brochas? It's a mitzvah and whatever, yeah, but that's not what's needed. What's needed is a concept, and we're going to discuss that at length. That's what this whole sefer is about. At length. Well, not the whole sefer, because there's actually two svarim here. The first part is what we're discussing now. The second part is more the avoider. And now one takes us and translates it into the Kima Mitzvahs. So we'll discuss that now. But the Iker avoider is how we get back to having a real, proper relationship with Hashem. How do we live real with Hashem? That's what's missing in the world today. So, yeah, there's often resistance to that. If we want to say this in slightly different language, let's use Torah terms. We're talking about what's called Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. There's Kabbalas all mitzvahs, and there's Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. What we're talking about here is not Kabbalas all mitzvahs, but Kabbalas or Malchus Shemayim. שנשריש ונחזק בליבנו את האמונה שבורא עולם הוא מלך העולם. That will nashrish, will take root and will strengthen in our hearts the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. V'osa oise v'yase is kol ha'masim. V'yose mikacha kolu oise l'tovateinu b'zeh u'bobo. As we mentioned earlier, these two fundamentals, that Hashem does everything and He does everything for our good. Hu tafkid b'yodeinu is kol tachlis ha'briah. And He gave to us the entire purpose of the Bria. V'anu chashuvim lo ad mo'od. Another very important principle that a person has to internalize. We are critically important to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His plans for us. We're not these insignificant nothings. We are very, each individual I'm talking about, not about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael I don't have a problem with. That Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, everybody bars into and believes. It's just He doesn't love me. That's the problem. Ah, you part of Klal Yisrael? Yeah, but He made an exception. The avoider has to understand how choshuv I am in Hashem's eyes. He wants us to feel close to Him. He wants us to feel that He's accessible to us all the time. Yediyas elu harchavosam v'havanosam lepratayim uprate prateseyam. This knowledge, its expansion, understanding it in all its details, and the details of the details, and the details of the details of the details, His boininus tmidis for Him, and meditating them, continuing them, He hanikras kabbalus amalchus shamayim. That is the definition of kabbalus amalchus shamayim. Hachayim hatmidim al piya yecholim lecholim mafuchas chivis niflois bechayenu b'detenuos b'reinu. Living with this awareness, at least being aware that you have to be living with this awareness, if you're not living with this awareness yet, that's my addition, can create an unbelievably positive and awesome change in a person's life in the way he serves Hashem. And anybody that's been through the Sefer at least once will agree. I've never met anybody who said that that's not true. Everyone that's learned the Sefer or part of the Sefer has told me it changed their lives. And I don't take money for this, so I'm not telling you this because I want your money. I mean, I do, but that's not why I'm doing this. Yediyas eilu v'achavoson k'fiyachenu heim heim advarim asher yivu b'sati nishmai b'sfeinu zeh. And that's what we are meant to share, at each according to his level, is what we're going to be doing with Bisyat Nishma in the Sefer. Hadvarim einu mechuvarim mechizuk prat mitzvam b'avodas Hashem. We're not coming to mechazek one aspect of avodas Hashem. Anu metzim shinui basisi. We're coming to create a fundamental change b'tfisas ha'olam haruchani shelanu. How we perceive our spiritual world. Shinu hagisha v'istaklus shelanu l'avodas Hashem v'al marechus hakir v'kayemus benin l'bein l'boiru. We're coming to change the way we approach and look at avodas Hashem and this system of closeness and relationship that we have with Hashem. En einu mischavenin chas v'chilel l'rashot afilu k'chut asare mi'amakubol b'yodeinu midori doritz. We're not coming a chas v'chilel to change one drip of Masorah, one drip of halacha. That's not what this is about. You're not going to let off the hook here. You mean I don't have to keep the Torah anymore. No. Shulchan Aruch is still there. Masorah is a Torah. You're not going to change nothing. Lo yishinu minhagim ve lo yishinu nischois. Metaraseinu linschois energia chadasha. We're trying to inject new energy. V'koiches chiyuvim chadashim. Kedai shenlo yitzayas advarim. In order to keep the mitzvahs and the minhagim and the masorahs and all the dinim, we want to inject new energy, new koiches, in order that we can do what we're supposed to be doing. We're doing them anyway. Maybe we can do them with cheshek, b'chiusu b'simcha, b'lo k'mitzvahs anoshim ulumado. Our biggest enemy is mitzvahs anoshim ulumado. At some point, you start doing the mitzvahs like an FFB. Apologies for all those things. All due respect, it just, that's what happens. You're inspired and you're fired up, and eventually it becomes, you know, it becomes mabaka. Eineinu mityame loyme shadvarim alo nehemu b'koichi ela hem dvarim shakosh boch hu ziko tanu behem b'roif chasorov mikoich harabi v'schuson. This is not my Torah. This is the schus that a Kodesh Boch Hu gave us in the schus of the rabbin. Kashe Shiyinu b'meshech Shabbatot Rabot Yachad im Amcha Beis Yisrael Most of these sharing were developed on Shalheve seminars that were done on Shabbos and during the week. They continue today with many, many different sugim of Klal Yisrael, Vizboilus, Oinus, Ashalach, Shuvah, trying to answer the following important question. Ma Hashem Olokeinu Doresh Mi'imeinu B'dogar Aleinu Zeh. What does Hashem want from me in this very, very complex generation? What does Hashem want from me? Sha'os Eilu Eim Sha'ilidu B'siyat Adishmai Esarayonis Amoifim B'sfarayinu. Those hours and hours spent with Klal Yisrael in these seminars trying to answer this question is what gave birth to what we're going to be learning at Netz Hashem in this Sefer.